like AJ and Jalen.
Love it, man. That's what I live for.
And, what did you think about how TJ came in, was thrown into the fire, and did a pretty good job the other day?
I think he did a great job. For a guy that wasn't able to throw with the number one quarterbacks, number one team that much, I think he did a great job coming in. You know, threw two touchdowns, moved the ball up and down the field. Some things I'm sure he wanted to work on, but I think he did good.
Do you expect him to be even better this week with a whole week of practice as a starter?
Of course, without a doubt. You know, he's been here before under this offense for a little while, you know, but he's definitely improving.
G said several times that practice battles he had with you made him so much better. How proud are you of the player he's become?
He's a good player.
TJ said that he sees you kind of as a security blanket, so he knows, like, if he's in trouble, he can always go to you. Do you like being that kind of, I don't know, boost to a quarterback that's kind of in a bad situation?
I do. That's what I thrive for. It's a challenge for me to go out and be able to play with a quarterback who hasn't played with us often. You know, just to show the world that, you know, it doesn't mean – you know, you need a Pro Bowl quarterback or you need a 100% rating quarterback to get the job done at the wide receiver position. So, to me, it's a challenge, and I love it.
And the fact that you lead the NFL in touchdown receptions despite playing with three different quarterbacks this year, do you take pride in that?
I do. You know, that's not easy, but you know, that's how I was raised to work. You know, come out, and don't make any excuses no matter who's throwing you the ball. You know, because you see other guys, statistically, when their quarterback go down, you know, whatever they're doing, their stats go down. But, you know, I can't be that guy because I've had to play with multiple quarterbacks my whole career, so I know how to adjust on the fly.
Jalen Ramsey seems to be a really vocal player off the field, but it seems like you guys have some really interesting conversations throughout the course of the game. What makes that matchup so fun for you?
I know he's a good young player, you know, so I know what he likes to do on the field. I know his game. So, you know, I think it's fun. It's entertaining. You know, if you're not having fun while you're out there on the field, you know, then it's no point of being out there. You know, he played at Florida State, so that's a college rival of mine. You know, so I was, like, messing with the kid.
How as tough as the losing has been, you guys continue to play hard. How proud are you of the effort and the just the way you guys have been competitive every week?
Tough team, man. We're going to fight to 0-0 on the board.
Texans PR last night tweeted out a statistic. It was guys who had a certain number of catches, yards, and touchdowns through 13 games of the season. Your response was, don't tell them. Is that you feeling still, to some degree, like you're not being appreciated for the talent that you are around the league and maybe in the media?
Nah, I just really don't want my stats to show what I've been doing to be put out yet until I'm done with my career, so people really appreciate my work.